一定要扎针，扎针。Perhaps you will have many difficulties or problems. But when you have some problem, it is necessary for you to find out, try to find out by yourself why you have problem. Before you ask someone, it is necessary for you to try to find out why. Usually, your way of study is to master it as soon as possible and by some best way. So before you think, you may ask someone why you have some problem. But that kind of way may be very good for your usual life. But if you want to study Zen, it doesn't help so much. You should always try to find out what really mean by Buddha nature, or by practice, or by enlightenment. In this way, you will have a more subtle attitude towards everything until you understand things as it is. If you are told something by someone, naturally you will stick to something you experience or you understand, you understood. The moment you think you understand something, you will stick to it. And you will lose the full function of your nature. So when you are seeking for something, your true nature is in full, activity. as if you are, you know, when you even know what are you seeking for, like someone who is in the dark, seeking for his own pillow because he lost it. In the dark, so you don't see anything. But you are seeking for the pillow you lost. At that time, your mind in full function. So, if you know where the pillow is, you know, your mind is not in full function. Your mind is acting in limited sense, you know. So, but if you don't know where is the pillow, you are just seeking for it. And your mind is open to everything. In that way, you will see things as it is. So, to study means, if you want to study something, it's better not to have any purpose to study it without, you know, knowing how to study what is Buddhism. But because you are not satisfied with something which you are told, and you cannot rely on anything which was told, which is set up by someone. Perhaps you may have this kind of feeling always. And I think you seek for freedom. Just because of the freedom you seek for, you try various ways. Of course, you will sometime you will find sometime you wasted your time. If some Zen master drink a lot of sake, you may think the best way to attain enlightenment is to take a lot of sake. Then you will attain enlightenment. You know? But even though you take a lot of sake as he does, you will not attain enlightenment. And it looks like waste of time. But it is not so. You know, that attitude is, you know, important. To, if you continue, you know, to try to find out in that way, your in understanding, power of understanding, will more and more you will gain the more power to understand things. So whatever you do, you will not waste your time. But when you do something with some limited idea or some definite purpose, what you gain is some concrete things which will be the cover of your inner nature. So it is not matter of what you study, but matter of to gain the faculty to see things as it is, to accept things as it is, to understand things as it is. Some of you may try hard, may study something if you like it. You know. If you don't like it, you don't. You ignore it. And that is not only selfish way, but also the limiting your power of study. Good or bad, a small or big, we should find out the true reason why something is so big and why something is so small, why something is so good and why something is not so good. But if you only trying to find out something good, you know, you will always lose something, and you are limiting your faculty. So you always live in limited world. You cannot accept things as it is. We have perhaps too many students in this dendo. But even there are two, three, even some master has two, three students, they will, he will never tell you what our way in detail. The only way is to eat with him, to talk with him, and to do something, to do everything with him, and to help him without, you know, even told how to help him. Even but eventually, you know, because it is difficult to help him, you will try to find out how to help him. And how to make him happy. Mostly, he is not so happy. You will be always scolded without any reason. Maybe there is some reason, but because you don't find out why. So you are not so happy, and he is not so happy. So what you, if you want to really study with him, you will try hard how to please him, how to make your life happy with him. You may say that is very old in a way. I think you had in your civilization sometime. I think you had this kind of life. Not like in Japan, but there is some reason why they had this kind of difficult time with their teachers. There is no particular way for us, because each one of us are different from the other. So each one of us must have each one's own way. And according to the situation, you should change your way and to find out some appropriate way. So you cannot stick to anything. The only thing we have to is to find out new some appropriate way under new situation. For instance, you know, morning time we have we clean our room. But we have not enough rags or brooms. So it is almost impossible to participate our cleaning in So under these circumstances, what you should do is to find out something to do. You may think it is there's nothing to do for me, but there is, if you know, if you try hard to find out what you should do. I don't score you so much, but if I were a strict Zen master, I shall be very angry with you, you know. Because you give up quite easily. Oh no, there's not much equipment to clean. Or there's not much things, and there are not much things to do. And if you sit, you know, balcony with people without much help, you may easily give up. So practice may be better, you know, not. It is not possible, or it may be foolish to practice, you know, under these circumstances, under such a, you know, bad circumstances. You may easily give up. But in such case, you know, you should try hard. How you should practice. For instance, if you are very sleepy, you know, or maybe better not to practice zazen. Maybe better to rest. Yeah, sometimes it is better, but at the same time, that may be a good chance to practice. When I was AH serving a teacher, helping teacher, my teacher, he was he did not tell us anything, but whenever we make mistake, he scolded. It is a rule, a kind of rules to open left hand, right hand side, you know, sliding door. This is usual way. Little bit, you open little bit by the by the handle, not handle, but by the hole, which serves the by which we open. So I open this way, and I was scolded. Don't open that way, that side. So next morning, I open, you know, the other side. Scolded again. I don't know what to do. The next morning, I found out that the day I opened this side, his guest was this side. To open this side is a rule, you know. Left-hand side is rule. But because at that morning, his guest was there. So, no, I should open the other side. But before I open, I should be careful and find out which side guest is. And one day, the day appointed to serve him, I gave him a cup of tea, and it is almost rule, to fill 80% of the cup. That is the rule. So I filled 80% or 70%. And he said, give me hot, hot tea. You should fill the cup, with very hot tea. So next morning, I filled. Next morning, when there were some guests, I filled all the cups with hot water. Almost 99%, and served them. I was scolded. There's no rule, actually. He himself, hot, very hot, bitter tea, filled in a cup. But almost all the guests doesn't like bitter, hot tea. So, for him, I should, give him bitter, hot tea. And for the guest, I should given them given them usual way. In this way, he never tells anything. If I get up earlier, when I get up 20 minutes earlier than the handbell comes, I was scolded. Don't get up so early. You disturb my sleep. Usually, if I get up earlier, it is good, but for him, it is not good. In this way, if you are trying to understand things better without any rules or prejudice, then that means selflessness. You say rules, but rules are already some selfish idea. Actually, there's no rules. But when you say this is rule, you are forcing something on the rules to others. You are so actually there's no rules. But when it is rules is only needed. When we have not much time, or when we cannot help others more closely, more kindly. So, anyway, this is the rule, so you should do that. This is easy, you know. But actually, that is not actual way, our way. So to give each student, to give instruction, some instruction, is not so good, you know. If possible, we should give instruction one by one. But because that is difficult, we give some instruction or a lecture like this. But you shouldn't stick to lecture. You should think more what I mean, what I really mean. So, for the beginner, maybe instruction is necessary, but for, you know, for advanced students, we don't give so much instruction. And he should try various ways. In this session, I think I feel very sorry for you that I cannot help you so much, but the way you study through Zen is not some verbal things. You should open yourself and you should give up everything and whatever it is you should try anyway, you should try. Whether you think it is good or bad. This is the fundamental attitude to study. You should be like children, you know, who do things whether it is good or bad. Sometimes you will do things without much reason. If that is difficult, you are not actually ready to practice that. It is, you know, we say absolute surrender, but you have nothing to surrender. If you have something to surrender, it may be, it is usual way. But we have nothing to surrender. But you should find out always yourself. You shouldn't lose yourself. That is only things you should try. Do you have some question? Oh, without finding, without I mean, you know, without surrender means when you find it difficult to surrender, that is surrender. But you should know that is not complete surrender because, you know, you find it difficult. So that much you should aware of, you know, yourself, what you are doing. So that you have problem means you are not yet, you know, surrendered enough. Something is there. So you should you should not attach to it, or you should not bothered by it, or you should not satisfied with it, whatever it is, or you should not try to avoid it because it is there. So, or you should think, or you should be aware of that, you know, problem, and why you have that problem, that kind of problem. You know, if you fail to serve, you know, tea, you should think why. Without sticking, without making some excuse, you know. You failed anyway, you know. So, what you should do, not to fail again. So, there's no rules. But, to be aware of what you are doing. Do you understand?
What do you mean we should not lose ourselves?
Lose yourself means you should not stick to something, some rules or some idea. You should be more realistic. Do you understand? Lose yourself. Lose. To lose means to stick to something. Enslaved by something. We exist, we always, we are doing something always, which in relation to something else. But we should not be enslaved by it. There's a difference, you know, to be enslaved by it and to have a good relationship. When you are enslaved by it, some your what you do is not pure enough, realistic enough. Something, you know, is in it between you, rules or idea or idea of self. You know, I am doing something. That is actually, I am doing something means, you know, I am enslaved by me, idea of me. So, you know, we should be more realistic. Do you understand what I want to say? When you are ill, but sometime it may be better to sit even though you are ill, but sometimes you cannot, you know. Or sometimes maybe better not to take formal posture. But you can not sit, but you can practice our way, whatever the situation is. Even though you are lying in bed, you can practice zazen, not zazen, but we can practice our way. For instance, maybe, you know, usually our breathing is very shallow, you know. And if you try, if you continue shallow breathing in zazen, because, you know, in everyday activity, you naturally sometimes you take deep breathing, like this, or, you know, when you do some particular activity, you take deep breathing. But in zazen, you know, if you if you do shallow breathing, always, you know, it creates problem. Because in zazen you cannot do like this, you know. So you are always like this without making deeper breathing. So that is why I say, you know, take deeper breathing. You should try to make your breathing deeper. Suffer? Yeah. So it means suffering means, you know, spiritual suffering, especially, or most of the physical suffering too. When you have, if you expect something, you have already suffering, because actually things doesn't go as you expect, so there's suffering already. Even you are ill, you know, for instance, if you try, if you do not try too much to, you know, to get well, it is pretty good. It is not so bad. But if you try to get well too much, that is suffering. So when you are ill, you should accept it. Oh, I'm not so aware. Maybe someday I shall be all right. Then you have not much suffering. So, you know, some idea will create some when you expect something. We have already suffering. And that expectation is not realistic enough, usually. That it's to know, you know, if you don't know the nature of suffering, you know, you will suffer more. But if you know why you suffer, then you think, I expect too much, you know. And there's no ice cream here, so I shouldn't think about ice cream. It is that there's no ice cream is already not so good. But if I expect it, if I want to have it, you make yourself worse. So in that way, you know, you will be relieved from a lot of suffering. If you know that point, you know, it is necessary to know, to understand that much. Without understanding it, you know, if you push one way always, one side always, that will be awful. So at least we should know the both sides. Then the rules we have will help us. But because we don't know the other side, the rules doesn't help at all, makes us worse. So our Sangha is a small world itself, or society itself. So we will know, we will learn many things. So for us it is necessary to know or to understand why we have rules, why he says so, you know. Like you steal something. Why? You should steal his way. And you should, you know, understand what he means, actually what he means, without being caught by the rules or words of what he says. And he should know why, you know, we have rules and why you have to say something to others. So actually there is no rules, but the rules is good devices. What is happening? Maybe that is a good experience, but sometime, you know, it is because of your bad breathing exercise. Something, if it is healthy, you know, a good experience for you, of course that is very good. But sometime, you know, it is just some created idea because of your unhealthy practice. Not always, what I mean is not always good, you know.
One feels very peaceful when one's good.
Yeah.
But if one is feeling a strong weight on the head,
yeah,
then that's not pleasant.
Yeah.
And one doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, that is, you know, your breathing is not so good. And even though it is good, we shouldn't stick to it, you know. Almost time.